Hello, good morning, Chair, distinguished committee members. I will answer questions on refugees if someone seeking that status can work in Paraguay. Well, somebody requesting refugee status can work in Paraguay, yes. Additionally, they are given the possibility to receive some contributions from the state. They also have access to social services. There was a question about how many Venezuelans we had with a refugee status in Paraguay. The number is 3,411 such refugees, and 804 are requesting the status presently. On human trafficking, there was a question whether there was a national committee to address this subject. As part of Law 4788 of 2012, we create an interinstitutional table for the prevention and combat of trafficking in persons as the consultative body of the national government in the area of trafficking in persons and the coordinating body of actions developed by the Paraguayan state through the national strategy to combat human trafficking. As some new instruments that arose from this interinstitutional table, we have the National Plan for the Prevention of and Combating of Human Trafficking in Paraguay, 2020-2024. Such plan was approved by a decree, number 4473, dated December 14th, 2020. We also have the National Program for Prevention, Combating of, and Assistance of Victims of Human Trafficking, approved by the plenary of this table on February 4th last. And their draft decree is awaiting signature. On our fight against forced child labor, commissions do exist, such as the National Commission on Fundamental Rights, on the prevention of forced labor, known as CONTRAFOR, and its goal is to articulate public policies aimed to prevent and eradicate forced labor. And its goal is to prevent and eradicate this scourge, providing comprehensive care services to the victims that have been rescued and generating the necessary conditions to prevent its recurrence in the future. We also have the National Institutional Commission for the Prevention and Eradication of Child Labor and the Protection of Labor for Adolescents. Both commissions are under the Ministry of Labor, Employment, and Social Security. And so, in 2019, Paraguay was one of seven countries recognized by the United States Department of Labor for the significant progress that it had made in the National Strategy for the Eradication of Child Labor and the Protection of Labor for Adolescents. Noteworthy is the commitment of the Ministry of Labor and the Ministry of Childhood and Adolescence. They signed an agreement to improve the coordination between these institutions to prevent the scourge. We also train the staff that was entrusted with the work mandated by this commission. And we have a draft in the Paraguayan Chaco called Ocaqua. Its purpose is to reduce the worst forms of child labor and forced labor and to improve compliance of labor laws and to create decent work conditions in the Department of Bucaro. That is all. Thank you very much.